MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On today's episode of I Didn't Know, maybe you didn't either, I have a question. Did Katrina Parrott ever get her patent?
I didn't know.
The answer is no. If you're not familiar with Katrina Parrott, the year was 2013, and Katrina Parrott's daughter was trying to use her emojis, but she had a problem, and she ran to mommy and said, "Mommy, none of my emojis look like me." And Katrina Parrott said, "You know what, baby? Mama gonna fix that." And mama fixed that. She diversified emojis. Before Katrina Parrott's inventions, everybody was out here looking like Simpson characters. I personally know people that did not use the emojis because they said they didn't look like no damn Bart Simpson. She created five different emojis. She created the fist pump. She created the high five. 5 months later, she had them joints in the App Store ready for folks to download. And oh, we got to downloading them colorful emojis. And it only makes sense a last name as colorful as Parrott would create and diversify the emojis. And then Big Tech stepped in. And Big Tech said, "Hey, we want to use these." And they took them. And they got a patent from the patent office before Katrina Parrott could get a patent for her own ideas. I mean, every single time she submits to the United States Patent and Trademark Office, she gets told no. Like if you ask somebody if they listen to a Nick Cannon mixtape, she gets denied. Like Tory Lanez requesting a new trial. Man, it happens far too often. Giant tech companies like Apple, they get granted patent after patent after patent by the USPTO, that's the United States Patent and Trademark Office. But women and entrepreneurs of color, we always gotta climb these steep hurdles to get credit for our ideas, for our intellectual property. Way too often our patents get rejected. Why? It even happens in music. Google Ryrye, R-Y-E-R-Y-E. She's an artist out of Baltimore. Drake sampled her voice on Honestly Nevermind, along with other artists that have sampled her voice, and she gets no credit for it. She complains about it constantly on her social media. Nobody cares. Imagine my dismay when I turned on Beyoncé's Before I Let Go and heard my voice at the very beginning of the track. I hadn't talked to anybody about putting my music on no Beyoncé album. I mean, my mama very happy about it, but that's my intellectual property. Same as Katrina Perry. When the big tech companies come through and they take your ideas, they take your intellectual property, they get patents for it, there's nothing you can do about it. And Katrina Perry's done her due diligence. She's done the correct paperwork to get these patents for 11 years and counting. Still, nothing. So to the original question, did Katrina Perry ever get her patent? The answer is no. Not yet. And I didn't know. Maybe you didn't either.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.